escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is the world famous K-Rock.
Caller 20, let's go. Send you to see the Lumineers right here, Southern California. Get your name on the standby list to see them again in Chicago. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. If you're just joining us this morning, good morning. Welcome to your week. My name's Klein. That's Allie.
Good morning.
Got Jake the Nerd over there. It's DJ Omar Khan.
Hello.
Postmaster Johnny. Vanessa taking the calls. 800-520-1067. On this, the beginning of summer hours. Here we are. Get used to it, because we're sticking around this.
At least through Labor Day.
I don't know how you guys feel about it.
It's all weird, and it's a waste of time.
Are you talking about the show in general or the hours?
No.
He's talking about the entire show in general, a giant waste of time. And I don't disagree.
Yeah.
For like 19 years, it was, 5 to 10, 5 to 10, 5 to 10. And now that extra hour, man, I feel like I'm just losing it.
Hey, the world's changing, Omar. We got to change with it.
I guess. I
don't like Omar, he loves adjusting
like
to the world.
I don't like change. Get off my lawn, 10 a.m.
That's what he says. Hit the bricks. We got lots to get to this hour, this unnecessary waste of time hour that we're doing with you. We will get into it all. Trust me when I say, I don't know if we have time for Man vs. Machine, but we'll try to squeeze that in. As you know, the future's here, Omar. Nothing we can do about it. So let's go ahead and embrace our robot overlords. We got that to get to. We have so many. I don't even know, Allie, there's a drama unfolding on the text line. I don't even know if we should get involved in this, because it seems like there's something far bigger going on than you and I could even handle.
Do you think we should talk to this person on the phone?
The answer is yes, because I'm very curious about it. We got one of the strangest requests we've ever received on the text line.
One of the strangest requests ever, but also the strangest request for a birthday shout-out I've ever heard.
So we will get to that in just a moment. Let me quickly say good morning to caller 20, which puts us in Downey, and this is Valerie. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. Did I win?
You are the winner. Caller 20,
yay.
Lumineers in your future. Congratulations. You're going to be going to see the Lumineers at the Kia Forum on August 8th, and I'm writing your name down on a standby boarding list. Hopefully, we call you back in about a week to tell you you're packing your bags for Chicago, all right?
Woo! I can't wait.
Thank you for starting your week with us. Allie, let's play this song, and then we will No, we're not going to make out.
Okay, stop doing that.
Hold on.
Actually, that is gross.
Throwing it from my mouth a little bit. I'm going to get to this very strange request on the text line, and you'll all want to be a part of that next. Hey, Rock Klein, Allie Show. Lots going on. I understand why you can't possibly remember it all, so let me just quickly refresh you before we get to this very strange request on the text line. It is. We do have Disneyland tickets every morning this week. We'll do some for you tomorrow morning around 7:30. So be ready to get your Disneyland tickets. Obviously, you want those. We got that to get look forward to. We got the big grand prize for Park Week. The first year we've done it with a big grand park prize, including Linkin Park and all these different amazing
Aftershock Festival at Discovery Park and Slightly Stupid at Great Park Live.
Right. All you got to do is send us pictures of terribly parked cars that you will encounter. Don't go out looking for them. They will find you. I 100% promise you at some point this week you will encounter a terribly parked car. And there's so many different ways people can be annoying and bad parkers. Please document them. Get them to us. People saying they're having a hard time submitting. You can always tag us in them, please, on Instagram. But to officially submit yourself, you got to go to krock.com/parkweek.
Okay, so here's the request we got from 626 on the text line. I was wondering if you guys could help me out. I know you don't do birthday stuff or shout-outs, but I lost contact with my daughter about a year ago, and it is her birthday today, and I have no way of telling her that I wish her a happy birthday. She listens to the show via the podcast. Her name is Mary Jane. She's turning 20. If you could just wish her a happy birthday from me and let her know that her dad loves her, thank you.
So something's going on here. I don't know, once again.
I lost contact with my daughter about a year ago, usually.
She's angry about something.
Or he just lost her number.
It's possible. Dads don't remember a lot of that stuff.
And the only way he can get in contact is through the radio.
If somehow this show can bring them back together, he claims that he's the one who introduced her to the show, and then she started listening.
It's one of the few things that they could bond over.
So I will accept that. That means that's a very valuable thing. That means a lot.
He said, I've been listening since day one, and I got my daughter into the show. One of the few things that we connected over. It would be much appreciated.
Now, Mary Jane, if you are listening, we are still not going to do a birthday shout-out.
No.
We don't do that. But your dad is trying to track you down, and if we can do our little piece to reconnect you guys.
Yeah, but we don't know anything about the situation.
We don't know the situation.
What if we don't want to reconnect them?
It's a great point.
We don't know what's going on.
Right.
Maybe this guy's a douchebag. Maybe he's a great guy, and he's just been, sometimes there's a situation where, the parents don't get along, and then they, try and brainwash the kid into thinking the other one's the devil.
Right,
and,
you don't know.
There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on when people get divorced.
Maybe she just moved into the canyons, got bad cell service.
Yeah.
Can't reach her for a year.
Maybe she's like, oh, my God, my dad ghosted me.
Yeah, and it could be a misconnection. And this, she's going to listen to this podcast maybe later today or tomorrow.
Let's find out. Let's try to do it.
We're trying to do it.
Hey, we should do that.
Yeah, we're trying.
That's what we're doing, Jake. We're in the middle of trying. This is us trying.
You're trying to talk yourself out of it.
Believe it or not, we're trying right now.
We are trying. So, Mary Jane.
But it's funny because we were trying to get a hold of this guy and we can't get a hold of him.
The ball's in your court now. Well, it's funny. We're trying to call the number that's texting the show, but it's not. It's going right to voicemail.
Yeah, so maybe you didn't lose contact with your daughter. She's been trying to call you.
Because
now we are also trying to call you, and
that's why his voicemail's full.
Yeah, I mean, this could be one of the world's...
Just clear your voicemail, and I think this whole problem would go away.
Could be one of the world's worst miscommunications.
Oh, my God. What if she's listening going, oh, that's what happened?
All right, well, anyway, we've done our part now. At least we've tried a little bit. We have to take a very quick break. When we get back...
Was that trying?
That's trying, Omar. We're trying. What else are we going to do? We've brought up.
We're
the
just
story.
Trying to expose another affair. It'll happen. Oh,
someone's perfect. Cheating on someone. I don't know who. I wanted some of that Chris Martin rub, man. Let's get some of that Colpet rub over here, baby. Quick break. We'll be back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In a second. K-Rock, I'm Klein, that's Allie. Oh, God, it's a woman. Hide the bird. Hide the bird. That makes no sense to you if you weren't listening to the show earlier, but there's a woman hitting bird somewhere in Culver City to be on the lookout for.
And that wasn't a sound effect. That was me.
That was, that's the woman. That's the woman that the bird is terrified of right there. Is that you? Was that you? Oh, see, it's hard to keep track anymore. Robots. The robot takeover is imminent. It's here already. Every day, every week, you're probably using AI more and more in your life. So does humanity stand a chance? That's the question we ask every week in another exciting round of Man versus Machine. And today, we have tried to stack the deck as much in our favor as possible because the questions that the humans will be answering, like Allie, where it's a great place to hide weed if you have children in your own house, something you deal with on a regular basis. I would think you would have better intel than a robot AI technology because you're living that life.
Oh, yeah. And any kind of low drawer or any place like that would be a terrible decision, and I've made all those mistakes.
Right. So you learn from that, and hopefully you have the right answer. But we start with Jake. Jake is a human that has a smelling problem.
And, thank you.
And he likes to say that it's a natural stank or whatever.
Natural musk, and chicks dig it.
Right. Except no chicks are digging it, and it is
ripe in there. In that nerd hole.
Smells unnatural.
People like it in here.
So the question is, Jake, and we asked the robot this as well, but I would have to think you would have a chance to answer this better than AI. What is the best place, or what is the best way to cover up your smells?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's easy.
All right, go ahead because we're going
to... With more smell.
Because whatever advice you're about to give, please also take and do. Okay, but whenever you're ready, answer it, and then we'll hear what the robot has to say.
Well, to cover up your smells, the best thing to do is the old, you know, pothead trick, which is toilet paper roll, dryer sheet inside of it, and have those smells go through that.
A spoof. You're talking about making making a spoof.
Aw. I did that in college because the RA lived next door.
Yeah, yeah, you had to do it in college.
And in my biggest success story was that the RA knocked on our door and said, I smell weed in the hallway, but it doesn't smell in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then she never came back again because we fooled her with the spoof.
It's a lot of people's first MacGyver move is the idea of like, hold on, we just need an empty paper towel tube, some dryer sheets,
one
and a rubber band.
One stoner was like, I have the answer.
Yeah. And now they're just going to think we're just constantly doing laundry in here. That'll fool them.
And then I started buying toilet paper, just taking the toilet paper off.
Yeah, not even using it for wiping, just for the rolls.
Yeah.
All right, so Jake, that's the smell you're going to go with. Of all of your smells, you're going to go with that smell. That's the best way to cover up a smell, your smell.
That's the best way, that and essential oils.
Okay.
Oh, man, that enhances people's weird stank.
I agree. It's like garbage and patchouli.
Yes, because people who are smelly, too, I'm like, what are you wearing? It feels like there's some kind of a natural thing happening.
See, you're into it.
No.
All right, natural thing, natural smell.
That's what Jake says. Let's find out if humanity stands a chance. Here's how the robot answered the exact same question.
Hiding your smell can mean different things depending on the context, body odor, weed, bad breath, clothes, etc. However, Jake should wear clean, breathable clothes, especially underarms and socks, your stinkiest zones. You stank, Jake.
Thank you. That is a weird...
Shut up, you weird voice guy.
Yeah, why does this AI sound like a serial killer?
I think we've made it through all the free...
got it.
I think we're...
So now we have to get AI who I think sounds like this.
A guy who probably smells hair in the movie theater.
I don't think we... I think the only one we can afford now is Creepbot.
My God, Creepbot. Creepbot.
Unfortunately, Creepbot is the only bot we have left in the free trial.
He definitely loves toilet cams.
Yeah, we've asked them to give us funding so we can actually get some real robot voices, but no, we don't. So this guy's not allowed within 200 yards of school, but we have him here on the show this morning. All right, Allie, here's your question now.
Okay.
Speaking of weed, you are a mom. You have weed. You love weed.
Yeah. I'm getting a weird relationship with it now, but yeah, I do.
Where's
love it.
The best place to hide your weed if you live in a house with young children?
Okay. Well, there are two places. Number one is any high shelf or cabinet that your kid cannot access, even with a little Target stool. because sometimes I put things high up and then all of a sudden, whoop, the target stool comes out and suddenly he's able to reach it. So the highest thing that you can think of, especially the shelf in a closet. But if that doesn't work for you, keep it on you and in you, if you know what I mean. There's something called nature's pocket. It's the vaheen. Keep it in there, and no one will ever find it.
You're saying keep it always tucked away inside of your vagina.
I'm saying keep it on you or in you if you can't find a high shelf.
It's interesting.
Take that, robot.
Kind of the kids' home first, and now you're taking the kids' home, and you're turning the kids' home into... Yeah, interesting. Here's what the robot said.
You stank, Jake.
Okay, next question. we're already through that one. Let's go. This is the next question. Where is the best place to hide weed?
Here are some discreet and safer ways to hide weed when you have a kid around.
I don't like hearing that guy say when you have a kid around.
Please.
At all.
Sounds like that old guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. I don't like this bot at all.
Get a small, smell-proof lockbox with a combo lock. Keep it out of reach, ideally on a high shelf or in a locked drawer.
Well, if locked drawer is a euphemism for vagina, then you guys said the same thing.
We did.
I'd have to say, in that particular case, who's going to have a lockbox,
smell-proof lockbox?
No way.
Am I getting my stupid fingerprint every time I want to smoke?
Yeah, it seems like a lot. Actually, doesn't seem like a lot of work at all, but still, it's very responsible.
No. I'm going to keep it in an old makeup bag or something. I'm not spending money on the container for my weed.
Yeah. Stupid robot. Point goes human. All right. It comes down to this. It's always a tiebreaker. Omar, you are a professional wedding DJ. It is officially wedding season. There's people going to weddings every weekend now, as you know. But
very busy.
Weddings can be make or break based on the DJ band, et cetera. So the question we ask the robot, as I said, we tried to stack the deck as much in our favor as possible, is what is one thing the human DJ could do that would actually ruin the wedding? What's the worst thing a wedding DJ can do? You are a wedding DJ. I would imagine you don't do this thing, but what would it be?
The worst thing a DJ can do is play the wrong music at the wedding. When it comes down to the dinner, cocktail, especially when it's dancing time, you're not reading the crowd and you're playing just what you think is going to work, but you don't have enough experience to know how to pack a dance floor. So playing the wrong music is probably the biggest letdown a DJ can do. You have to read the crowd because at every wedding, the crowd is so diverse.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
like this would not be a problem.
Then everybody be surfing.
Oh no, this brings everyone out.
Like
there.
California, You see them wearing their baggies.
You see them all getting out on the dance floor
too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Surfing USA.
That wouldn't be appropriate, though, if it was during the time to toast.
I don't know, man. It puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. So I'm thinking if I expose people to that music, they would get on the dance floor.
All right, well, this is what the robot says. Omar says, wrong music, wrong time. Robot says this.
Oh, there's a long list of ways a wedding DJ can ruin the vibe. The biggest is when they try and make it about them, constantly talking on the mic, telling jokes, or acting like a hype man when no one asked. Just shut up and play the YMCA for Grandma Trudy again.
All right, well.
Why is he whispering?
I don't know. I don't like that guy at all.
I think the number one thing that'll ruin a wedding is that guy showing up at a wedding.
Yeah, that is the advice. You're at a table with Creepbot. Oh,
hello,
Jesus
Christ.
Let
me give you five reasons why you're smelling.
All right, well, I think that humanity wins this round just because we got such a lousy version of that. And here's your hype song, DJ. Hit it. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, wrapping it up for right now. Let's do some takeaways and we'll officially get out of here. If you're interested in joining us for Park Week, do your part. Help save Southern California. Time for you to shame all the bad parkers you will encounter. You probably will not encounter a shark, but there's a whole week dedicated to it. Let's go ahead and focus our powers where we actually can make a difference, and that is Park Week. Just take pictures, tag us, Instagram, Klein Alley Show. Of course, you want to submit officially, you got to go to krock.com/parkweek, but already a ton of great submissions for Regram and all of them that are coming through at Klein Alley Show. If you could let us know the location as well, that'd be helpful, but a lot of over the lines, a lot of Teslas causing problems, Alley, not parking in between the lines. A few people blocking spots. Of course, you got those small cars that pull all the way in. Let's go ahead and make this a better place for everyone by shaming the bad parkers during this park week. All right, takeaways from today's show. And then tomorrow we'll be back with more Disneyland tickets and more Lumineers tickets and everything else.
All right, 614, my takeaway is we can always trust in props.
Always trust in props. It says it on the fake money we got. We're going to do something with that fake money after the show today. We just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, 323, my takeaway is Allie will milk you for a Nintendo Switch.
You sure will.
831, my takeaway is anything can be a prostitute in Philly. Well, 310 My Takeaway, your secrets are safe in a hookah lounge. 818-HOTEL-MOTEL Holiday Inn.
Oh, man, she was great.
818-PHG only talks about stalks celebrities sometimes.
Sometimes. Pantyhose Greg, a crazy story about him getting confronted by Shia LaBeouf. Check that out in the podcast that goes with the show.
Yeah, and 949 My Takeaways, Klein is your go-to source for girly news.
I got that girly news. Okay, great. Wonderful.
925 Klein Alley Show, an entire waste of time.
According to Omar, this show is an entire waste of time. And 818 that said Klein likes Pornhub. I didn't say I like Pornhub. I love you, Pornhub.
That's what, you love it. That's you love what, it. You don't like it.
That's what I said.
Get I love it, you.
Get my quote straight.
You said I love you, Pornhub.
Yeah, well, I take that back.
You can't take it back.
I can take
it's
it back.
It's live radio.
I love you, Pornhub.
And it's back.
Delete it from the record. Delete it. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
The people who buy the most tiny towels is Porno and us.
That's right. They do. I love you, Pornhub. No, shut up, you. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is soccer's for queers.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know, soccer. We kick them off. We know soccer. And we kick them off. Okay.
That guy. He does think soccer's for queers.
And then if you fall down, you get grass stains on your shorts.
Well, that guy's right. I don't know what his point was, but I'm on board.
You're on board?
Yep,
great.
I'm on board. Should I beat or not?
No.
Okay, I'm not on board.
No.
Omar, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that Jake likes to interview Jake.
Jake loves talking to other people that sound just like
Jake. Hey, you sound like me. Where are you from?
We'll be right back after a couple of hours off, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right here on K-Rock. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Stick around, because Postmaster Johnny will be in here for Nicole Alvarez. He'll keep giving you Lumineers tickets coming up again in about 20 minutes.
You okay? Right.
No.
We're barely making it through. We're almost done. Just get out. We're going to be right back in a couple hours.
I'm done. This summer hours. Almost right. A waste of time.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.